Gabbard, Almost 100 Terror-Linked Migrants Released in 2024. By Neil Munro on March 6, 2025. President Joe Biden's deputies released almost 100 terror-linked migrants into Americans' communities in 2024, says Tulsi Gabbard, who is President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence. "I'll give you one quick example of one of the problems that we are getting after," Gabbard told reporters during a press conference on the U.S. southern border, adding, "From Central Asia, there were over 4,000 people who came across our borders using an ISIS-affiliated network. Our National Counterterrorism Center went through and identified those individuals. There were hundreds of them who were either known terrorists or associated with known terrorists. That information was provided to the Biden administration. You may remember in some of the news, a little over 100 of those people were arrested in 2024. Of those who were arrested, only 8 were either deported or remained in custody, only 8. The rest of them were released back into our country. Central Asia includes several Islamic countries such as Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan." Gabbard spoke alongside Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has just announced a policy to penalize foreign countries that allow the transit of illegal migrants and is pressuring the many countries that refuse to accept the return of their migrants. Related, illegal immigrant smuggler attempts to escape police custody. Trump's border reforms have reduced the border crossings to minimal levels. But at least 9 million migrants were welcomed across the southern border by Biden's deputies. Establishment media outlets have largely ignored the catch and release of terror-linked migrants, despite the massive impact of the 9/11 atrocity by migrant Muslims. However, Breitbart News has covered the issue under the category of special interest aliens. For example, in December, Breitbart reported, "More than 10,000 special interest aliens were apprehended during the first 2.5 months of the new fiscal year. Special interest aliens come from countries with known ties to terrorism." Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens posted a report on social media showing the arrest of 3 Syrian migrants who were arrested entering the U.S. Virgin Islands on a boat on December 5. Advocates for more migration dismiss concerns about Islamic migrants' devotion to the jihad commandments in the Quran. So far, few of the migrants welcomed by Biden's top deputy, Alejandro Mayorkas, have committed Islamic attacks. However, federal statistics do not reveal much about Islamic migrants' behavior in the United States. In October, a Muslim migrant reportedly shouted "Allah is supreme" as he shot a Jewish man in Chicago. Federal officials also released little information about security checks on migrant visa workers, including the many H-1B visa workers who are imported to work on software within critical national networks.